it's time for a little Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by eejournal.com. I'm Amelia Dalton, and this week we're rustling up some IoT. So break out your best saddle and get those spurs on tight. We're headed to the Wild West. The Wild West of IoT, that is. My guest is Jim Binicky from Avnet. Jim and I are riding off into the sunset with our shadows stretching across this EE landscape called the Internet of Things. So let's go, partner. Hi, Jim. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Amelia. It's great to be here.
All right, Jim, let's jump into the world of IoT. Now, what do you think developers and designers should know about IoT now that they may not have considered a year or two ago?
Well, if you look at the actual implementation of some of these IoT systems, you know, things are still changing very rapidly. There's new standards that are emerging, new capabilities are being introduced, and you know, the reality is it's still kind of the Wild West of the IoT in terms of development. So I think one of the things you can look at is that probably over the past year or two, there's definitely a growing awareness of security and how do you secure whatever it is you're connecting in terms of collecting the data and passing it up to the cloud. So I think there's been a number of very public instances where hackers have gained access to corporate systems and private data. So I definitely think there's much more awareness today for developers, certainly of IoT devices, as well as IoT systems, to find out some way to add security for what they're designing.
So Avnet recently announced a collaboration with AT&T for IoT. So what exactly does this collaboration entail?
That's a good question. A lot of things, to be quite honest. I mean, if you look at IoT, connectivity is a big part of IoT, and if you look at AT&T's business, connectivity is their business. So cellular connectivity specifically, there's a lot of different standards that are emerging that are addressing some of the needs of IoT. And if you look at today's kind of cellular systems, most of them are 2G and 3G based, and there's a big movement right now to the 4G or the LTE-based systems. And then very soon, there's going to be another transition to what's called Cat-M, and then eventually to narrowband IoT. So these are all cellular-based connectivity systems that AT&T either has today or will be providing. So the mobile carriers are, like AT&T, they're very well positioned to kind of be the backbone of connectivity for all these IoT devices. So about a year ago, AT&T came to Avnet. They were looking for a partner to help them better target the broad market of IoT designers. And, you know, it's a great match for us since many of our customers are the ones that are designing these edge devices, and a lot of times they need wireless connectivity that AT&T can provide. So in our conversations with AT&T, we came up with the concept of creating a LTE starter kit that we announced last July. And what this does is basically adds cellular connectivity to a microprocessor-based system that has some sensors and expandability that designers and developers can use for prototyping LTE IoT systems. We packaged the starter kit with an AT&T SIM card, and that SIM card includes data services and also connection to AT&T's M2X and Flow Designer, which are their cloud services on the back end. So for $99, designers can get up and running with a cellular-connected sensor and controller in about 60 minutes. And then actually in January, we announced two additional kits, one based on Amazon Web Services and another one we call the Add-on Kit, which allows us to demonstrate cellular connectivity with things like the Raspberry Pi and BeagleBone. And then just in February, we announced another global kit that provides service in about 20 countries outside of North America. And we're really excited about this kit because it's production ready. It's a fully certified board. Developers can actually do their prototyping and development work on the using the kit, and then they can purchase that same board in production volumes from Avnet and get to market very quickly with their IoT solution. So you can see we're actually doing a lot with AT&T. It's really exciting for us to be partnered with them.
Very cool. Okay, so Jim, what do you think are the best kind of applications the Avnet LTE IoT Starter Kit is best suited for?
Well, if you look at LTE and cellular connectivity services for IoT solutions, there's really three standout features or capabilities that cellular adds. Number one, it's remote access. Number two, it's mobility. And number three, it's security. If you're trying to implement something where you don't have something like Wi-Fi access or hardwired Ethernet, you know, something remote, that's a great fit for cellular connectivity types of solutions. So things like smart agriculture, smart cities, they're great fits for that. In terms of mobility, anything where you have an application that's moving is a good fit for something like the LTE IoT Starter Kit. So things like asset tracking, device monitoring, and controlling are really good fits there. And then in regards to security, you know, many times if you're deploying something in a factory or in a building, those owners of the factories and buildings, they don't want you touching their network for fear of some sort of security breach. So having the ability to really deploy a device and have it connect to an existing network, the AT&T network, provides a really good option for that type of thing. So things like factory automation, building automation, those are really good fits as well.
All right, let's circle back to security for a second here. Of course, security is important in all of IoT, but what do you think designers should really consider regarding security in their IoT designs?
Designers need to recognize that there's no one solution for security. The key thing for security is that you want to implement it at multiple layers within your system. So it's not good to just secure one piece of the overall solution. It has to be implemented in all the different pieces across the entire kind of IoT architecture. I think our ability to, with the component suppliers that we have on the Avnet line card, we can provide various security solutions at both the edge and the gateway devices in terms of kind of hardware components. And then we can also help guide and recommend some of the security solutions from a software perspective that reside at the various layers within the whole overall IoT system as well.
All right, Jim, so what's coming up next for Avnet in terms of IoT?
Well, I don't know how much time you have, but probably not enough time to cover all the things that we really have in the pipeline. But we obviously have a lot of new platforms coming, tools, services, really more fully integrated, production-ready IoT solutions. Those are the types of things that we're working on, and it's really all geared at helping our customers get to market faster and with much less risk. So you're going to see some exciting things from us in terms of new platforms coming in the next month or two. We've got something based on Xilinx with single-core Zynq device. It's kind of unique and interesting. And then obviously our work with AT&T with the new standards coming in that space, we've got some new things that we'll be announcing over the coming months with them as well. So a lot of exciting things. Like I said in the beginning, it is the Wild West, and things are moving fast, and it's great to be part of this whole new paradigm of what's taking place.
All right, Jim, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. I'm going back to one of my favorites of all time here. If you had one last meal on Earth, this would be it for the rest of your life. What one thing would you eat?
That's a question for a vegetarian, huh? Well, it would probably be, it wouldn't be a steak. I'd probably have to go with pasta. I love Italian food. I could probably have it almost 7 days a week, maybe not quite, but you can never go wrong with a good pasta dish.
I like it. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Jim.
Well, thank you, Amelia. It's great talking with you.
Now, let's just say your mid-PCB layout on your next IoT project. Or maybe you're just sitting back dreaming of the right enclosure that would be both stylish and functional. You're probably going to need some pizza, right? And probably some Mountain Dew. Well, if you're in Europe, then maybe, just maybe, a robot will be delivering that anchovy mushroom and extra cheese directly to your flat. And that is if Starship Technologies and Domino's have anything to do with it. You may remember that name, Starship Technologies. I have reported on their autonomous, six-wheeled robotic vehicles a couple times here on Fish Fry. I even interviewed their COO, Alan Martinson, last summer. Our last update on Starship Technologies included a whole lot of money. $17.2 million, to be exact, in a ruckus round of funding led by trucking dynamo Daimler. Well, things are certainly looking up for Starship Technologies. Earlier this week, it was announced that Starship will be delivering piping hot pies, courtesy of Domino's, to customers within a one-mile radius of selected Domino's stores in Germany and the Netherlands. This initiative is actually part of the Domino's Robotic Unit. Awesome. Okay. This robotic unit was created in part because Domino's is looking to expand so much in the next decade or so that finding enough drivers for that expansion, might be kind of difficult. So bring on the robots. Now, a mile, though, that seems a bit small for delivery to me, but I'm guessing that will improve with time. And I am also guessing that this is only the beginning for Starship Technologies. Go, robots, go! Speaking of IoT, what about your board design software? Maybe your next IoT design is demanding some serious mixed-node, mixed-signal simulation. To be sure that it actually works across a wide range of component, variation, temperature, and other real-world conditions. In a recent episode of Chalk Talk entitled IoT and the Power of PSPICE, I sit down with John Carney of Cadence Design Systems, and we talk all about PSPICE mixed signal simulation for IoT. Your next design and your simulation headache that goes along with it will appreciate it. You can check out this episode of Chalk Talk by heading on over to YouTube, keyword EE Journal. You can also click the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. Or you can also check out the on-demand section of eejournal.com. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, keyword EE Journal. It is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, which also includes our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. By clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can also grab our Fish Frying RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of March 31st, 2017, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.